Dateline Washington, Wednesday, March 4th, 2009. Hello again from the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus. In this edition, a conversation with Texas Congressman Kevin Brady. The congressman sits on the House Ways and Means Committee and joins us to talk about the $3.6 trillion budget blueprint issued by President Obama last week. Why does the congressman believe the administration is not being honest about its economic projections? And what does he see as a much better approach for rescuing this ailing economy? Also in this edition, Obama's Pelosi problem. Holly Bailey, White House correspondent at Newsweek, is with us to explain how, despite being of the same party and pretty much sharing the same agenda, President Obama and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have butted heads over just how much to engage and cooperate with the Republican Party. Plus, the Obama Middle East policy. We'll talk with Clifford May, president of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, about just how much the policy is likely to change from the Bush administration and as a result of the recent Israeli elections. And the fraudulent origins of the global warming movement. We'll bring in the second half of my conversation with climatologist Dr. Tim Ball. All that plus Wednesday's headlines straight ahead on Dateline Washington. We begin with Congressman Brady, and we begin right now. My first guest in this edition is Texas Congressman Kevin Brady, a Republican from the Lone Star State's 8th Congressional District, and he's also a member of the House Ways and Means Committee. This week, the committee has been taking a close look at the proposed budget of the Obama administration, which, of course, we've pointed out is about $3.6 trillion for fiscal year 2010 and would run a deficit of about $1.75 trillion. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
What have you been looking at most carefully in this bill? There's obviously a lot of projections and some say rosy scenarios on the revenues coming in to offset some of this spending. What have you been asking folks like Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner and the Director of OMB, Peter Orszag?
Well, the first observation that strikes me is it really isn't an honest budget. The whole foundation for our budgeting is what will the economy do? And their predictions are so giddily optimistic. No one is predicting, you know, the economy this year and next as rosy as they are. And what that does for the average person, it masks what I think is almost a true $2 trillion deficit this year, a very high deficit next year. In fact, I don't think there's any way we reduce the deficit to what the president has hoped he would anytime soon.
And then in terms of their explanation, I know you and your colleagues have talked about taxes for the American people that may not be specifically itemized in there. The Obama administration saying that no one making less than $250,000 is looking at higher taxes, but your calculations show something different, don't they?
Yeah, it really does. I think you're seeing an all-out war on small businesses with the tax increases in there. I think with the climate change, the cap-and-trade tax, the average family will see about well over $1,000 more a year on their electric bills, which are already very high. And then you're seeing taxes on American energy companies, the mom-and-pop independent producers who create, gosh, I think 80% of all the natural gas in America. I think you're going to see a number of those small businesses shut down. End result is we're going to outsource to other countries our energy jobs, and we're going to end up far more dependent on foreign energy. Plus, make matters worse, as if it couldn't get worse, is that you're going to raise the prices on manufacturers. That means, you know, more American job losses. So it is. There's a lot in this budget to be concerned about.
We're talking with Texas Congressman Kevin Brady. And Congressman, you mentioned that there seems to be an all-out war on small business. We know that small business is the engine of economic growth, especially in job creation. Do you get the sense that the Obama team doesn't realize what the impact these policies will have, or do they have a different idea of what our economy should look like in the years ahead?
You know, I think they're shooting at targets like the wealthy, but they're hitting small business people. Instead, they're shooting at wealthy hedge fund managers in Wall Street. They're hitting local real estate partnerships, the traditional small businesses that help build and develop a community. So I think it's almost tax increases by whatever the latest media trend is. If they're mad at someone or some industries in disfavor, then that's where the tax increase goes, no matter what harm it does to the rest of the country. So I think it's a very poorly thought out budget, and it needs a lot of changes.
Do you get the sense that this is a partisan debate right now, or is there some consensus even across the other side of the aisle that either the price tag's too high or the priorities are askew?
You know, 2 days ago I would have said it was a partisan issue, but in the last 48 hours we've seen a number of Democrats who are starting to balk at the budget as they get a closer look at it. I think that's good news. The one thing that does really worry me is that in the House, I think Speaker Pelosi has stated she would like to see higher tax increases and tax increases much sooner than the president would. So we may have an even bigger fight in the House if we're going to defend small businesses and a stronger economy.
What do you believe ought to be the priority of the new budget, whether it's specifically helping small business or just general economic principles?
You know, I think it's the economy, and I think it's less spending. If we really focus on getting people's monies back into their hands, helping small businesses keep more of what they earn so they can hire workers or at least keep them on the payroll, we've already got a good start. And I think that if we do either a freeze on spending or a spending cap that rises with inflation, that would be a good start. I think sunsetting all these obsolete agencies and programs that duplicate each other, I think a moratorium on earmarks until they can be reformed. Then finally, we really need to tackle Social Security and Medicare. If you do all of those, and they're all fairly common sense, then you can get a handle on this deficit.
And Congressman, in terms of what your constituents are saying right now, what do they have to say so far about this specific budget, or just the general strategy we're seeing from this Obama administration, whether it's a stimulus package, the housing bill worth $75 billion and so forth, or even some of the contents of his speech last week?
In our district, people are saying we are spending too much. Who's going to pay for all this spending? So they're worried about the tax increases that will follow and the debt that's being loaded on. They think the housing bill really rewards irresponsible behavior, doesn't help people who did the right thing. And then on the budget, they see an awful lot of frivolous spending along with the stimulus bill that they just don't understand how Congress can be wasting their money like that.
And Congressman, also today there was a speech to a joint session of Congress. I don't know if you had a chance to attend, from Prime Minister Gordon Brown of Great Britain. And he's pushing for a global economic stimulus plan. Details haven't been real clear at this point, but it's obvious that they're looking to the United States to play a leading role in this. What's your sense on the U.S. role in solving the global economic challenge right now?
The best thing America can do is solve its own problem, because that's really what is the rest of the global economy is pivoting off of. The sooner we force these bad assets and bad loans to the surface, the sooner we attract private capital into buying those assets and turning them around. I think the sooner we shine a light on just how bad these bank balances are, the sooner we recover, and clearly the sooner the rest of the world recovers, because there's just this huge lack of confidence in Wall Street, in Congress, in the bailout. And so we turn ourselves around, we turn the world around.
Do you get the sense that the push for an economic stimulus package on a global level will be asking the U.S. to pay out even more money? You just explained why that wouldn't be the right idea in your perspective, but do you think that's the expectation?
Yeah, that is the expectation. Whenever, at least in recent times, whenever anyone asks America to take the lead, they just mean open your wallets, open your pocketbooks. And the truth is, we're already such a major contributor, both in health initiatives as well as security initiatives around the world. I really think Gordon Brown is hoping to take a global leadership role, which I applaud him for doing. But if you look at it, the problem is really region by region, and Europe really could do a great deal of help by both stabilizing themselves in Eastern Europe. If they get a handle on their own backyard, that would be a tremendous help.
We're talking with Texas Congressman Kevin Brady. And Congressman, we're obviously seeing fighting along a variety of issues on the economic front. And I want to go back to one you were talking about earlier, and that's the cap and trade system and what may lead to higher energy prices for the American people. Just how much higher are we talking about here? We've heard some very different estimates over the past several days. And how do we get a handle on that?
Well, it is hard because the estimates seem to be changing and no one knows exactly how it would work. You know, the estimates by the president's budget director last fall was about $1,300 to $1,600 more on electric costs per family in America. That's a huge increase. But what we don't know is what the job loss is going to be across the country, especially if we allow China and India to continue to emit greenhouse gases as they please. And my thought is, if you're going to hide taxes, if the government is going to manipulate the allowances that go with cap and trade, you've really opened up the worst of all worlds. You don't solve the problem. You increase costs. You hurt our economy, and no one can see the taxes they're paying. So I think it's wrong on a number of fronts.
As you have probably heard, Congressman, leading Democrats have described congressional Republicans as the party of no. That's probably largely due in response to the unanimous vote among House Republicans against the stimulus package. But they say that your party's just standing in the way rather than offering constructive solutions. We've already heard you explain your ideas for improving the economy, especially in terms of small business and so forth. How do you make sure you articulate those ideas and make sure they get public airtime so folks know that you're not just standing in the way of what you object to, but have a forward-looking agenda as well?
You know, all we can really do is continue to offer our solutions, which I think are much better. President Obama has acknowledged that we are presenting him some valid ideas. He may not always agree with them, but it's really congressional Democrats who are pushing through anything and everything, even over their own party's wishes, that they desire. I think in time, American public's going to see that we're offering some good ideas, and they're going to see that, you know, one-party rule is really hurting them, the American public.
And very quickly, how do you expect this budget fight to turn out? We know it's a process that ends up in the fall, usually anyway, but what do you expect in the end here? Will the budget blueprint essentially stay the same?
You know, I think it will. It could get worse, but clearly Democrats have all the votes they need in the House. A lot will be decided in the Senate. And then I think everyone's waiting to see if President Obama will engage. You know, will he challenge Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid? Will he insist they work together and work with him, because they didn't much in the stimulus bill? That, I think, President Obama's leadership will be the big question.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up. Always a pleasure to have you with us, sir. Thank you,
Greg. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Texas Congressman Kevin Brady represents his state's 8th Congressional District, member of the House Ways and Means Committee. This is Dateline Washington.